Hey, Pterodactyl crew, just real quick, we have some cross-promotion stuff from other podcasts, so listen to the ads, I guess, and check out these awesome podcasts. Thanks, the show will begin just afterwards.
Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Gridge, another actual play D&D podcast similar in goofs and tone to role-playing and role-playing. Come check us out if you want to follow along with the audio misadventures of the GRU. You can find us wherever major podcasts are sold, as well as not sold. This is for free. And provided, podcasts are provided for free. It's a service we do for you. You're welcome. You can also find us on Twitter at Into the Gridge. Gridge is spelled like fridge, but with a G. Now, without further ado, enjoy this episode of Role Playing and Role Playing.
I'm Hawk the Horrible.
And I'm the Grumpy Ghost.
And we are the Fandom Fusion Podcast. If you like nerdiness galore, comic books, video games, randomness, and sci-fi, then we're the podcast for you.
You can listen to Fandom Fusion.
Whoa. I don't want to be inside your dirty mind. Just tell them where to find us at.
Aww. You can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and thevillainsdemand.com.
You have found something that is very troubling. These notes on liches and whatnot, and panriftification, they confirm a theory I've had for a long, long time. I believe that Glaucon is still around somewhere. The leader of the Subtle Helm may be one of our lieutenants. Do you want to be a part of something bigger than even the Ring Bearers Guild?
I think the listeners would like that.
We do know that it looks kind of like a T, like the letter, the common letter T.
And you see that to the back of one of them, like almost like embedded in it, as if it were like stabbed with this thing, is like this T.
You say we've been walking for in these caves?
A couple hours.
Hey, okay. Guys, is that the tea?
I think so.
It looks like it.
Hey, DM. How well would I have to roll to sneak up behind this zombie, just rip out the tea, and run away?
Pretty well. There are three of them. I'll let you attempt it, though.
Wonderful.
I mean, what's D&D without attempting crazy shit?
Sure. What do you need to roll first? Multiple rolls? One roll?
I'm gonna have you roll stealth, then sleight of hand, and then you can bonus action disengage. So yeah, I'm gonna have you roll stealth and then sleight of hand. Very high DCs for both.
Stealth is... Oh, I switched around, sorry. Stealth was 13.
Oof. You, as you're walking down the stairs, you've been playing with your knives a lot of late, and you've been kind of taking, like, you kind of like fidget with them a bit sometimes, like putting them in and out of the sheath.
Ooh, wait. Can I add my d4 of inspiration to this?
You certainly can.
That's a plus 3 to it, so it's going to be 16 total.
All right, that just beats my DC. Go ahead and roll that sleight of hand.
14.
All right, so you sneak up behind the zombie, and you kind of kick it and rip out this T. And, I mean, that pretty much alerts him. I mean, this was going to be a hard one to pull off without alerting him.
And are they surprised?
The one that you ripped the thing out of certainly is. The other two, not so much. So
Can
the first one will
I
not be able to act.
Take my bonus action to hide?
You sure can. Yeah, there are a bunch of like rocks and whatnot down there. So go ahead and roll a stealth check.
No, I don't.
She just fucking like runs up to these dudes, rips out this tea, and then jumps behind a thing of rocks and just lifts. Massive clattering noise, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It was an 11.
And then the zombies slowly turn to look at us and we're just like...
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, okay.
Narratively, that's exactly what happens. you guys watch as Andromeda stalks her way down into this pit. And then she runs up, ganks on the tee, rips it out of the zombie. All the zombies are like... and then you like effortlessly leap behind like a rock, but then you drop the tea and goes plang, like super fucking loud. And you guys all kind of like wince because it's just like a lot. Before I roll initiative for these zombies, I'm gonna need Andromeda to make an investigation check.
Math is so hard, you guys. 25.
5?
25.
Oh fuck, that's much better. Out of the corner of your eye, you notice, no, it's like this thing covered in like dust and stones and whatnot, but it looks like the hilt of a longsword.
I'm gonna grab it.
All right. I will resolve that in a second. As for right now, who last went? Like who? Woggles did.
So yeah, I believe it was me.
That's going to be Trevor, you're up. There's a bunch of stairs that you got to run down before you really can do anything. So that's going to cost you like a dash action, I'll say.
As a Warforged, how concerned would I be with leaping straight down?
You're going to take some fall damage for sure.
I didn't make you for that, buddy.
How many stairs is this? Is this?
It's a 50-foot drop.
Ooh.
And they spiral around. Like this is, yeah. I don't know if I explained that correctly. This is a pit.
A 50-foot drop. That's just like seven of me put head to foot. That's because I'm looking at my height on my character.
Depends on if you want that. I believe it's 5d6 damage.
Yeah. Let's not.
Yeah. So you can take a dash action to just start running down the stairs.
If I take a dash action, can I not ready anything?
No. Well, you do have a crossbow, actually. You could run down the stairs while firing your crossbow.
If I were to use a spell slot to bless Andromeda, would she become unhidden?
No. So you want to
I'm not hidden
cast,
right now.
You want to cast the spell Bless.
Bless.
On who?
You can do that like four people or something.
Yeah, it's three people. So who do you
can do it up to three. Yeah. But is it up to three per cast or is it up to three like simultaneously?
So when you cast Bless, you choose three people who will be affected by the spell. And it
really?
Is
for just
it is
one
concentration
spell
too. What?
For just one spell slot?
Yep.
Okay.
It's an amazing spell.
Well then yeah, I do Bless. Baby.
All right, yeah, you run down, you do Bless. Who are you blessing?
Well, it's important that I'm going to bless Andromeda.
Right, okay.
And then two more. Woggles, because Woggles does a lot of close range stuff, and then, I don't know.
You can...
Between the two of you who are left, how would you describe your need for Bless? Give me your shark
tank
elevator pitch.
I feel like Dane is more
likely
to use... stuff like Sacred Flame, which requires a save, and Bless would be useless for that. And I just hit shit with a sword, so.
He has a good point.
Oh, yeah. Well, that does make it a lot clearer. So everyone except for my good old brother.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, you guys are under the effect of Bless. Do we all know what that does?
No, I was just about to ask.
Okay, so.
I still have a question, too.
Yeah, go for it.
It says bless lasts for a minute. Is it a minute until they use it, or is it
no? They get that is a passive. They get that the entire minute.
Yeah, now I see why it's very.
It's
strong.
Incredibly strong. And what bless does is you can add a d4 to, I believe it's an attack roll, saving throw, or ability check, just whenever you make it within a minute. So it's an incredibly good spell.
I have it pulled up. It says attack roll or saving throw.
Oh, yeah, okay. That makes it a lot less powerful, but still very good. Cool. I'm glad we clarified that because I would have not known. But yeah, you guys are all blessed. So that's your turn.
Yes.
That, nice turn. You're running down the stairs. It's now going to be zombie number one, who you ripped the thing out of. So he did take some damage for that. He kind of like swivels around and just marches towards Andromeda's position and gets to her. I'm going to roll that attack. That just hits. So you take 5 points of bludgeoning damage as he like smacks you.
Gross.
Yeah, it's gross. It's grody. He kind of smells too because he's dead. That's gonna be Augur.
So I'm assuming I can't get within range of anyone.
Do you have any ranged weapons?
I can throw a hand axe.
Hell yeah. I mean, you can get in range of doing that.
I'm gonna go up as far as I can and then chuck my handy boy.
Let me think. Yeah, because you guys are kind of like up on a slant. That would be within range of 20 feet, I'd say. So yeah, you
give
could...
Give a zombie a handy.
Oh, icky, yucky, icky.
Nice.
That is a natural 19, plus 3 from bless, plus 5 to hit. So, a lot.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that hits. Which one are you targeting? You targeting the one that hit Andy?
Yeah, I'm gonna go for that one.
Okay, go ahead and roll damage.
8 points of damage.
Oh, yeah. You, end over, end over, end over, end, lands right in its skull, and it's like... Nice. That's gonna be our favorite cleric, Dane. What are you doing?
I was gonna use a spell. Well, no, I was gonna roll the hit.
For what?
Warhammer. I rolled.
You are nowhere near close. You are like at the top of the pit right now.
Okay. So I'll use Guiding Bolt. I rolled a 8. But can I use Bless?
I'm going to tell you right now that 8 hits.
Oh, okay.
Bless is not something you have. If you had Inspiration, you could use that.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, shit. Which one are you trying to hit?
The one near Andy.
Ooh, go ahead and roll that.
Thanks, guys.
4d6 damage.
Really appreciate all the support.
Guiding Bolt.
Oh my god.
14.
If it doesn't die, Andy can hit it with a sneak attack.
14?
Yep.
You send this Guiding Bolt down, and it's lots of cleric Guiding Bolts are usually infused with like this holy kind of cleric-y magic, but you worship the god of magic, so yours is almost more arcane in nature, and it like slams into this zombie and it erupts in like this celestial fire and just disintegrates.
It's like a fancy magic missile.
Yeah, kind of. It is kind of like a fancy magic missile. But yeah, you fucking incinerate this thing. Yeah, you didn't even need to use the second part of that spell, but he gondo. Wonderful turn. Going top of the order, that's going to be Andy. You got the sword next to you?
Yeah, I'm going to go check that boy out.
Are you going to pull it out?
Sure.
Go ahead and roll me an athletics check. DC's going to be pretty low.
Yeah, I knew that this was going to happen. No, it's a 9.
Yeah, that actually does it. It's not wedged in there too bad. You pull it back. You kind of stumble a bit, but you manage to pull it out. The blade of the sword seems to absorb all the light around it. And
like
it...
the dark side.
You grab the sword. The sword, it's the blade itself does look tangible. It's like almost like a piece of obsidian or something. I'm gonna need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Thank you. Oh, I really, really appreciate.
Oh, you know how I am.
Oh, but I have bless on
sword this. You do
vengeance.
Have bless.
Sword of vengeance.
I gotta pick this up. I can't wield long swords anyways.
It's useless.
12.
That's gonna be enough. You grab the sword.
Yes.
You feel this jolt of something truly awful. But this pure, just, you have no words to describe this energy besides just this negative energy flows like through your body like a shock. And you feel something kind of stir within yourself. I'm gonna have you go ahead and make a ranged attack roll on one of the zombies.
What do you want me to add to that? What do you want me to add to that? Like dex or
your
strength?
I'm gonna have you add your intelligence. Non-proficient.
9.
That's gonna hit. So which one of these bad boys are you gonna hit? One on the left or one on the right?
The one on the left.
Very cool. Go ahead and roll 3d6 for me.
Damn. I rolled 3 2s, so 6.
Oh no. You guys watch Andromeda pick up this sword, kind of stagger a bit to pull it out. You watch her face towards one of the zombies, and her eyes glow this brilliant red as fire streaks out of her mouth and just hits this thing right in the face. All right, that's going to be... I'm going to count that as your turn.
Yeah, I'll take it.
That's going to be the zombie you have not hit yet. He's gonna try to walk up the stairs. Woggles, how far did you... Oh, wait, you haven't gone yet, have you?
I have not gone. I think
you
I
have
go
not
next.
Gone. You do go next. You see one of the zombies starts to walk up the stairs to kind of meet you guys. So one of the zombies is right in front of Trevor and Augur, but it dashed, so it can't make any actual attacks. I'm gonna have, yeah, Woggles is up.
Alright, so currently there are 3 zombies, correct?
2. One of them was literally incinerated.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. And one of them's right in front of Augur and, Trevor.
Yeah. The other's in the pit floor, and they were just hit by Audrey's weird fire breath thing. The zombie's probably about... Yeah, if it's... They're probably about 20 feet up in the air as well. Like, on the stair. Well, I mean.
The zombie where Andy was?
The zombie that's gone up the stairs is about 20 feet up, just because they're on that, like, spiral staircase up.
Okay. Wait, you just said 3 zombies.
Yeah, one's dead.
So there was 4 to begin with?
No. One of the 3 is dead. There are 2. One is coming up. One is coming up the stairs. One is still down.
So one is coming up the stairs and one is up the stairs?
No. One is coming up the stairs. He's about 20 feet up, as in he dashed to get to Augur.
I didn't realize that Augur and... I didn't realize they were on the stairs.
Yeah, they had rushed down. Everyone's had a turn but you.
We're like halfway down the stairs and you're at the top of the stairs.
I'm at the very top. Okay, well basically, so I'm going to spend a key to do Step of the Wind and take a dash action as a bonus action, which will make my 40 movement speed to 80. And what I want to do is I want to straight up jump down this pit and use the wall to like slow myself down so I don't take fall damage, if the DM would allow me to do that.
Okay, that's like a 4-foot... Hear me out. That's okay. I know exactly what you're trying to do. That's a fourth level ability, but because you're using a key point and it's dope as actual fuck, I'll let you roll an acrobatics check, and depending on how well you do, I'll let you take a certain amount of inspiration because that is dope as hell.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Roll good, baby. Oh, okay, this isn't bad. It's a 15.
15? Yeah, I'm totally going to allow it. In fact, take a D8 of inspiration if you can.
D8.
Yeah, you leap across this pit, kind of like, almost like wall jump, down into the pit, and go ahead and roll me another acrobatics check.
Acrobatics, roll, we got, hey, ooh, this is gonna be good, 25.
Okay, what I'm gonna allow you to do is I'm gonna allow you to, you haven't even taken your action, right?
No, this is all a bonus action.
All right. Well, bonus action and movement, but I'm going to allow you to land right on top of the zombie.
Ew.
And I'm going to give you advantage to hit them.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, yeah. Let's do this attack roll. Okay. Nat 20. Should I even roll the other one?
Oh my god, no. So you have your quarter... Are you like flying at this guy with your quarter staff?
Yeah. I fucking activate the quarterstaff midair, and then actually, no, I won't do that. Okay, I was gonna say, like, maybe I should throw it at him, but no. So I'll land next to him or on him, whatever you said, and then, I'll just fucking bonk him on the head.
Yeah, that's gonna be 2d8 plus 5 damage.
2d8. Let's make sure I roll the right die this time. Here we go. 1d8 will be 5. The next d8 will be 2. So that equals 7 plus 5 is 12. Did I do that right?
Yeah. Oh my god. He's not dead. But that certainly did an umbra. You literally, like, this shit looks... I'm going to narrate this for a second because it's just so fucking dope. Waggles, you see all your friends descend in here. You see, Andromeda do some weird tiefling-looking shit. And you run, you jump into this pit, like, almost like a swan dive, and by the time you, like, adjust your course, you bounce off the other wall with, like, a perfectly timed kick, and you, like, hit this guy so hard with your quarterstaff, his arm just comes off.
Oh, jeez, I love this.
Oh, it... God... Damn it, this game is cool. Okay. That's going to be his turn. I'm going to have his attack against you with disadvantage because you just thwomped him hard. Nat 1. He doesn't even really take an attack. He just... You didn't know zombies could cry. This one certainly is, though. Could have sworn he said my arm, but you have no idea. You don't speak zombie. We're back to, Mike.
It's me. So, are there two or one left? There's one left.
There's two. One of them is right in front of you, and they have not been injured yet, and one of them is in the pit who just got absolutely rocked by Woggles.
Yeah, I just didn't know if they could even still function. I'll let him sit armless for a little bit. Am I still on the stairs with this fella? Can I try to push him over the
stairs? Yes. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have you roll contesting athletics checks. And if you get a nice enough, like, gap, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. So go ahead and roll that.
Otherwise, you won't tell us what happens, and I have to narrate it myself.
No, I'll still narrate it, but this could be very cool. Go ahead and roll athletics.
18.
Plus anything?
No, that's
that's with modifier. Okay. Yep, that'll do it. You push the zombie off the cliff, and it lands right on top of his buddy. I'm going to roll fall damage for him and some extra for his buddy.
Yay. And I didn't, let's be clear, I didn't push him. I'm 6'10" and 310 pounds, and I'm made of ironwood. So I'd hope there's a little bit more than a little shove.
Oh, no, you completely, like, you don't even shove him. You, like, literally backhand him off the edge.
Okay, that's more like it.
Oh,
I love this game.
I love it.
Like, run up, trying to get ready to hit the zombie, and then he backhands him, and it's like, ugh. And then I have to, like, have to do more running.
You have to run down the stairs. In fact, the zombie, as the zombie hits his buddy on the way down, the one on the ground, you hear its spine just shatter. It dies. There's one zombie left, and they are not looking so hot, gang. That's gonna be Auger.
I run down the stairs dejectedly. I get to the bottom, and then I could like do my hands on my knees, like kind of like heavy breathing for a little bit. Like I have my finger up for a second. I swallow. It's like, all right, here we go. And then I make an attack.
All right.
I'm gonna laugh my ass off.
No, it's 15.
Okay. That's gonna hit.
And then that'll be 11 points of damage.
You run down the stairs as fast as your elderly body. Not really, actually. You feel elderly, though. Can manage. And you get down, you're like, oh, oh. And you look up at the zombie, and it's, like, shambling towards you, and you put, like, a finger up, and it's like, rrrm. It kind of, like, taps its foot, waiting for you to kind of recover. And then you, like, whip out your blade and just decapitate it.
Like, fucking uppercut with that shit.
Oh, yeah, he dead. You guys beat the zombies to death. You guys are all, what's that, level 3.
Yay!
Hey, I was going to put a sound effect. Okay, whatever.
We're not going to. Ha ha! There you go. We did it for you. We did the work for you.
You guys are so great with that. But, yeah, you've leveled up. You're level 3 now. Yay! That means you guys get all kinds of cool stuff, including, what's that? Subclasses for people who don't already have them.
Yay!
Does anyone need any help with leveling up? Because I am happy to oblige, if so. I know everyone else besides Mike has a subclass picked out. What are you thinking, Mike?
Paladin subclass, paladin class.
What is that? What?
What? It means, what if I keep thinking about it?
I'll let you keep thinking about it. I'll let you keep thinking about it. That's fine. If we do run into another battle, I'll just tell you what features you get, I guess. Certain of you get more spell slots, including... Oh, yeah, Woggles!
Yeah, I finally am... We're gonna have to figure out how to incorporate this, like... lore-wise, because I don't think...
No, I figured it out. When you did that thing off the fucking wall, you felt like a push of wind. You summoned it to shuttle yourself forward.
Literally a step of wind.
Yeah, literally a step of the wind. So yeah, you in one cathartic moment, know how to use the four elements. So, that's pretty dope. Yeah, you guys all had... some pretty great moments in this battle. Like, it was all around great. You guys have the tea and this really scary-looking sword.
Hey, what's up with that thing you got there? It looks a little spooky, and this, from what I can remember, you're not capable of breathing fire on people.
From what you know of me, this is true, yes.
But also you had a very spooked look on your face. And that thing looks... It has bad vibes.
I mean, it's really cool. And I really like it. But also, I super don't know how to use it. And it honestly, I'm just getting tired holding it.
You're getting tired by holding it?
I don't have a lot of, like, strength. Like, if you had to,
here,
like...
I can take a look at it if you want me to. I've seen quite a lot of swords in my days.
But it's
really cool.
I'm not going to take it from really you. I just want to take a look at it.
Well, you can look at it while I'm holding it.
Why do you seem obsessed with holding the sword?
goes, look at it. It's really cool, and it just made me
Can
bring
I make
fire.
An insight check to see if it's a cursed sword or if she's actually just a crackhead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Which do you think?
Oh, Alex thinks you're just being a crackhead, and that's a natural one, so...
Mad crackhead energy alert.
I don't think you needed an insight check.
Being
for that.
Such a crackhead right now, just let me see the sword.
Oh, what was
you
that? Wait. I think
see it
Michael.
While I'm holding it.
I think Michael's gonna say something of actual game mechanics related note. What was that, Mike?
No, I said one of my spells is detect evil / good. So.
Oh.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, but obviously I'm not a part of. Am I a part of this conversation?
You can't. You're
it's
all in the bottom.
It's up to Auger.
You're welcome to join the conversation.
All right, well, I was listening along, and I just pop in and go, like, I could help, maybe. And I cast it with my spell slot. I expend it.
Wonderful.
And do the spell.
You cast this. This radiates, like, just evil. Not undead. Not anything of that nature, just evil. And... I'm gonna say if you use your what's it called, divine sight feature, like if you expand it use of that, I'll tell you even more about it.
It's divine sense. It says it's just an action.
Yeah, I'm just.
Would I just?
I'm,
how does that?
I'm just kind of. I'm home ruling this. Like this is not how it would usually work, but.
No, I'm on the page. Let me check real quick. Oh, I can just use it. Oh, I can use it quite a few times.
Yeah, it's equal to your charisma modifier.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely just use all right. it.
You guys see Trevor's eyes kind of glow as he looks at the sword. You hear like a voice in your head, Trevor, say,
"It seems that I have been discovered yet again. Tell me, who is it that looks upon my blade?"
Just dead silence.
You're not going to say anything?
What's up, Trevor?
No,
what the,
too
what
scary. Too scary.
It's too scary?
Well, oh, yeah.
Well, if it's too scary for the big metal paladin, perhaps you shouldn't have it, Andromeda.
Or maybe he's just a pussy.
My brother's not a
that's
wuss.
That's not a very nice thing to say.
You've broken my spirit.
Oh, no. How will I
ever recover?
I
thought we were becoming to be friends.
Yeah, the sword is quite spooky.
Yeah, on a side note, everyone, this sword is really evil and speaks, so...
So we're probably going to have to confiscate the Andromeda. I'm sorry.
Okay,
yeah, it's
fine.
One of those.
Andromeda, you're still holding the sword, right?
Mm-hmm.
You hear a voice say...
It seems that you have resisted my initial thrall.
Oh, never mind. Take it. It's talking to me now, guys. Most longswords don't do that, right? I don't have a ton
drop
of
it.
Experience
drop
with
it.
Them.
Drop it on the ground. Just drop it.
Oh. I'm gonna drop it. Drop it like it's hot.
Clang. Clang.
You,
it hits
you
the
drop
ground.
It like it's hot. And it goes clang, because that's what a sword would do. And the sword lies there. It's a spooky looking sword. Dane, what kind of spells does Dane have, actually?
So, I'm looking at that right now, so I get another level 1, so I did Shield of Faith.
So okay.
I feel like that's gonna be useful later.
You should be getting level 2 spells.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
And I'm doing level 2, I got Spiritual Weapon for right now, and I'm looking for another one.
Yeah, again, remember, you get all of the cleric spells and you get to choose some per long rest. But...
Oh, okay.
So
I can use any of these, then?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. But I believe you actually have Identify as a Forge Cleric.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so you...
Oh, please cast that.
Okay. So I'll cast that on the sword.
Alright. You cast Identify on the sword. This sword radiates pure evil because it is a being of pure evil. However, the sword will drain the soul from whatever it kills, and it bolsters your own resolve. This sword, whenever you kill something with it, you regain 1d8 of health. Not even temp. Actual health points. And in addition, this sword is a +2 magic longsword, and it is sentient. And from what you can tell with your identify spell, this sword is more than just a sentient object. Something is trapped within the blade. And you know that it's not a fiend or an undead. This is a celestial of some sort.
Call an angel. So we have a dark obsidian sword with a fallen angel inside it. Sam, what kind of... Are you okay? That's like the edgiest thing I've ever come across in this game.
Look, Alex, edgy isn't my aesthetic, but I mean... It's a pretty dope sword. It's a pretty fucking dope sword, I gotta say. I mean... Oh, yeah, you would also know its name. Its name is, Oh, yeah, you're gonna chuckle at this one. It's called, Blightfang.
Did you, like, go on a name generator?
Nope, I just pulled that one out of my ass.
Yeah, I chuckled at that one.
Little bit of a giggle, a little bit of a...
I am the darkness!
Yeah, so Blightfang is, lying in the, midst of this thing. So, yeah, what are you guys doing?
Continuing our...
Well, are we just gonna leave it here?
Yeah, let's just leave it. Too much for now.
But then someone else might end up having it, and it will sow chaos.
Well, maybe if we bring it back to the guild, they'll give us more money.
They could. Or that, you know, nice fire genasi lady. She seems adamant about magic items. She might like it.
Alright, who's picking this bad boy up?
Well,
how about someone with a high charisma save modifier?
It was a wisdom save.
It was a wisdom. Since I already saved, would I have to save again?
Cough, cough, Dane.
Yeah, that's me.
No, you would not. I'll just tell you as a DM.
Oh, or Andromeda.
I can have it and just carry it and not use it at all.
Okay, but I will be on Andromeda. What keep from being evil duty?
It's so cool looking. It looks like the Darksaber from Star Wars.
That is pretty cool. Which is a very cool play that we see.
It's probably one of the best plays out there.
Oh, it is amazing.
It's a great opera. Fight
choreography.
It's a space opera.
It's so realistic.
It's a space opera.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is actually what it could be considered. Yeah,
no, Star Wars is a space opera. Yes.
So, yeah, no. I mean, I'm just kind of imagining, like, Darth Vader episode 3. No! Like, hitting that no, big note. But you guys are,
But, like, he's hitting the high note.
Yeah. I would break my audio.
Opera thing where his voice is so low that it, like, it just distorts reality.
No, this is Anakin. He'd have a high voice.
Oh, no, you're right.
Anyways.
No, this is James Earl Jones.
Oh, right. At this point, it would be James Earl Jones. So it would be like, no. It'd be like some Tibetan, like, throat singing kind of thing. But anyways, Dungeons and Dragons.
Mongolian death music.
Yeah, we're really on top of this world.
But yeah, are you guys heading out of the caves?
I mean, yeah, we got the tea, right?
You got the tea!
What did they tell us? Wow, my brain isn't connecting words, and I'm sorry. Did they tell us what the T did, or just that, like, we need to get it?
Nicodemus said that it was a component to a teleporter.
So how did these zombies get it?
Mm-hmm. How did they? You didn't stop to ask any of them, did you? You didn't think to do that? I'm kidding. But yeah, you guys...
Yes, because the zombies would have told us their secrets.
Yeah.
They seemed like nice guys.
The dead people that feel okay. Can we vibe check
them?
Can you vibe check the zombies? They're dead. That's the vibe. They're just dead. They're pretty...
They're doing the monster mash.
The monster mash. They're also smelly as fuck. Oh,
the one that was crushed is definitely mashed, right?
No, for sure.
Yeah, he was a graveyard smash.
Oh my god, you guys get out of the cave.
I'm leaving all of you.
You guys get out of the cave. Yeah, the dwarven woman out front's like, alright, you guys survived. I'm glad to see that. You guys doing alright?
I think any of us took any damage.
I did, yeah. But only 5 points.
Oh no.
I'm good.
Poor little baby.
Oh, I will survive. Maybe.
Alright, you guys have fun down there?
Yeah.
No, that was pretty fun, you know.
All right.
I feel invigorated. I feel like something has awoken in me.
I burned someone.
Yeah, that was very nostalgic for me.
Look, I can do this now. And I'm gonna cast Minor Illusion.
Okay, you really should not have that sword anymore.
No, that's...
Sword? Is it giving you magic?
What kind of sword?
Oh, we found the saber thing.
No, we didn't.
Well, I reckon that's your own prerogative. Stop. All right, well...
Making it hard to lie to people.
Why would you want to lie to people?
Maybe
you should have faith in people.
I reckon it's good to be honest. I reckon that's the Applegate way.
Don't have a lot of faith in anyone anymore.
That's mighty sad.
No.
Just trust people as long as you can throw them. I'm just pretty good at throwing people.
I'm not.
I know.
Yeah, you guys have gotten out of the caves. What are we doing?
I think we'll head back. I guess, unless anyone else has business in Applegate.
Applegate's a shitty town.
Whoa!
Hey! Are you shitting on your hometown?
That's not his hometown. He's a monastery boy.
Hey,
I'm from the mountain, actually. Thanks for being sensitive to my call.
Hey, which one?
The tallest mountain in the world.
Mount Tenebre.
Please don't make fun of my bucket kick in town.
I'm so happy you said that with a southern accent.
Don't make fun of my fucking kicking time.
Yeah, you guys head back. I'm gonna say that on your first night, I'm not gonna let you guys train because you guys kicked ass today and you're tired. But it will reset your like 2-day stint, so you can train for 2 days after this. I'm gonna need a survival and a d12. I'm gonna say Woggles make a d12.
Haha, I actually am throwing the d12 this time. It was a 7.
Alright, what'd you get for survival? Oh, epic. You guys actually make it back to Iskarnan without any real problems. But before we attend to that, we're gonna attend to a little dream that Andromeda has. Andromeda, you are in an expanse of pure darkness. This isn't like the cave where you could see shit. This is like the fucking upside down from Stranger Things or whatever. It's like just a black expanse.
This isn't your normal darkness.
This is your magic darkness. But you hear a voice say,
"It seems you are able to harness my gift. Who exactly are you with that infernal spark?"
You know, you're giving me a real... Hello, Mr. Sword. What is your name?
My name is Blightfane, but that sounds a little edgy, so...
Is that... Were you born with that name?
Yes, you can just call me Bly.
Bly, okay, Bly. Well, if I'm calling you Bly, I guess you can call me Andy.
It's very nice to meet you, Andy. You have an infernal spark. Do you know what that means?
It means I can have fire resistance and cast hellish rebuke.
No. That is just a thing that is granted by you being a tiefling. You personally have something called an infernal spark. You have such a deep connection into the nine hells that you sometimes are able to channel that power.
What?
Well, did you not know this?
Does it seem like I did?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm trapped in a sword. I know I'm not exactly insightful about this kind of shit.
You're a sword. How spooky.
I think I'm pretty spooky.
Yeah, you would with the name Blightfang, you fucking emo bitch.
I wasn't named... I was named Blightfang, okay?
You... That's on you, man. Plenty of people change their names.
Right, so that's why I'm called Bly.
Audrey keeps losing her earbud.
I do. My earbud keeps falling out because I'm jerking. I'm like moving my head around like I'm having a conversation.
Well, we love that method acting. Anyways, Bly's like,
you know what? Just call me, Brian.
Okay, Brian. Cool. I'm big tiefling instead of little tiefling. Like, is that what you're saying? Also, this is like a dream, and you're a talking evil sword, so I don't know how much I trust anything you say.
Go ahead and make an insight check with advantage, because you're in a weird state right now.
Oh, my insight's so good, though.
I know.
Well, thank God it was advantage. First was a natural one.
Oof.
Which would have been a negative one.
Oof.
But now it's just a 10.
He doesn't seem like he's lying. I mean, you don't know where that fiery shit really came from.
So, I can breathe fire because I'm a mega tiefling. But if that's the case, why could I only do it with you?
Well, I kind of jump-started that with a wave of negative energy.
You actually kind of remember something. You remember when you were deep in those caves. You remember everyone there was treated pretty shittily. You remember you specifically got treated the worst. And you don't know why.
Wait, so, like, do other people know this too?
It's possible very strong mages or maybe a sorcerer or a warlock or some arcane caster of some sort might have been able to suss it out if they saw you or spent enough time with you.
Good thing that has never happened to me.
That would probably be like a dead giveaway. I mean, they would for sure know, you know.
Oh, would they? Well, like, why would someone care?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, but I've been around for a couple hundred millennium at this point. I remember one of my masters was telling a story about how one of the people with the Infernal Spark was killed for it because it could be harnessed into a pure, like, hellish energy to be wrought as people will. So I'm not entirely sure.
Cool, I'm not worried about that at all. It sounds super chill, really.
I mean, I'm an evil sword. I think it is pretty chill.
You know what, shut the fuck up.
Alright, that was uncalled for and mean. I have feelings, you know. I might be trapped in the depths of a sword, but I have feelings.
Are you a sword or not? Make up your mind.
I've been in this damn thing for too long. I think I'm a sword. I'm not a sword. Or am I a sword? I don't know.
Who am I? I'm just giving the sword an existential crisis.
You kind of feel like a weeping.
No, don't cry. You're not the one who's like a bioweapon? No, well.
You're kind of like, you're like untapped, pure, hellish energy, I guess. You're like a conduit for that.
You don't happen to know, since you're like an evil sword, which, like, level of hell of energy I have. Like, what's the vibe you're getting?
I have no idea.
Cool. Me either. Isn't that wild? I don't really know a lot, though.
I mean, like, do you even know what kind of tiefling you are?
If I did, would I have to ask you?
You know, that is a very fair point.
I'm pink.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
That's a little unusual. I don't know. Good aesthetic, I guess. Yeah, that's all I got. Bye!
And then you kind of,
are
like,
are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, you're a nuke. Bye.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so you guys make it back to town. What are we doing?
Getting rid of this damn sword.
We should show the sword to Falafel.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Falafel.
You want to be more depressed?
No, I got you another treat.
No, you shouldn't touch it.
But don't touch it.
What the hell is that?
Evil sword. Evil sword.
Evil sword.
It's an evil sword.
It's a sword that talked to me.
I think it's like a fallen angel or something.
He thinks it's like a fallen angel or something.
Falafel looks at, Dane, did you come with them? Is everyone here?
Yeah, let's chill. Yeah,
we're okay.
Chilling. Yeah, we're all chilling.
Falafel looks at Dane, is like, alright, could you cast resistance on me, please?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, he's gonna roll a wisdom save. Okay, easy. He literally just picks up the sword. Like, you don't see him, like, shudder or anything. He just picks it up.
Wow.
Interesting.
Brian?
Right?
Hmm.
Didn't right. Tell you his real name, though. It's Blight Fang.
That is quite edgy. I will take
little
care of this.
Little try hard, right?
He's saying that's not what he chose. I'm going to take care of this one. I will keep that.
And he kind of, like, he takes his own longsword out and puts Blight Fang in its sheath.
Plato's right. Falafel's going to be the big bad, and we're just giving him this shit.
You're racking it up, Joe.
Falafel is Glaucon. That's how he knows so much.
Oh
my
fuck.
Goodness.
I've connected the points.
The puzzle is solved.
Who is Pepe Sylvia? Puzzle.
I've connected them.
My BBEG's name is fucking Falafel. he takes the sword with much gratitude. He thinks it's pretty dope.
Your big bad would be a war historian.
Yikes. You guys, he says, yes, my, contact should be arriving within 2 days.
Cool.
Alright, so if you could meet back here, probably around, let's say, 7 o'clock then. That'd be great.
Okay.
Alright, you guys did your quest. You have the tea, so you guys can go visit Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
Yeah.
The tea.
Kill, what? No. No, that was awful. That was so bad.
That was great.
take all the psychic damage. I don't even.
You have one health.
You guys go to see Nicodemus, and he's in his office. Like,
yes, unnamed group number 3 has returned.
We're just gonna end up keeping unnamed group number 3. That should be one of the options.
I mean, like, it definitely will be.
All right, so. Seems that you have returned with the tea. I will take that.
He grabs it and he puts down like a big sack of money.
This is 500 gold pieces.
Ooh.
You also...
He slides across the table 5 rings.
You have all successfully achieved the status of Dorshellen, meaning you have 2 rings. Congratulations.
Nice. Wow.
Thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
Yes, I believe you should actually come with me. I have something to show you.
Do you guys follow him?
Yeah.
All right.
No, let's ditch him.
You ditch him. No, you guys follow him. And he walks into like this kind of like a back room that looks kind of dusty and stuff. He walks in and he puts the tea in like a spot where it perfectly fits. And it looks like it melds into the wall. And suddenly this circle on the ground lights up. And he's like,
Yes, it seems we have connected this teleporter to the rest of the network. We, unfortunately, were the last nation to do so. So we will not be able to use this too often because it uses a lot of energy. But you will be able to be transferred between nations, certain cities and certain nations.
Whoa,
so,
guys, we just unlocked fast travel.
You certainly did.
So, we greatly appreciate that. As for now, we do not have a quest for you, so take the time to relax. We will contact you if we do have something for you to do.
Thank you, Nicodemus.
Ah, of course.
So yeah, you guys are good for... you guys have 2 days before this guy... This, like, investigator guy gets to town.
Hey, guys. I thought I'd raise this question to the group because I seem to be in a predicament. See, I have literally no need for money, but I have 670 gold pieces. So, what should I spend it on? No, I'm an impulse buyer. I just can't don't know.
Top shelf alcohol.
What about
fancy clothes?
Books.
Fancy clothes. I like the sound of fancy clothes, like a fancy robe or like a monk's gi.
Yeah, you could buy some fancy. You guys want to go shopping?
Yeah, I want to go shopping.
All right. Yeah, who else wants to go shopping just so I can get a head count?
No, I'm good.
You're good?
I'm saving up for a personal project.
All right.
I'm definitely going shopping.
Oh, I figured. All right, well
then. And
then
at some point I want to train. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, for sure. You kind of go out shopping by yourself in the town. And I'm going to roll a luck check. Oh, you are a lucky man. You walk into a clothing shop and you see a tiefling woman at the desk. And you see the little tiefling boy who was talking to you in the alleyway earlier. And he looks up and he sees you. He's like, "Mom, this is who I was talking about. He's exerting himself on the world." And she's like, "Oh, that's nice, honey. Hi, how can I help you?"
Hi, you have a very nice son. I had a pleasure talking to him in the alley.
Oh, thank you. He certainly knows, he's got a good heart.
Yeah, so. He does. I was wondering if you had, any kind of, like, special, like, martial arts gi of some kind that I could wear. As you can see, this one is kind of old and humble, and I have come into lots of wealth recently.
Oh, well, that's great for you. Well, we have, I've got something that might suit your taste. And she takes you back, and you see that she has, like, this back section. And it has a couple of gis from different monasteries. Including, one for somebody who has obtained the Way of the Four Elements. Just as luck would have it.
As luck would have
it. It's, and the, this gi is like, it's cool. It's like, it's sleeveless, right? But it's got like this, it's like a white kind of shirt, but it has all these like, it's got this flowing blue kind of ribbon or like embroidery on it, and red kind of spikes and whatnot. And the bottom of it's like this like earthen kind of brown, and there's like swirls that look like air on it. And it's kind of like this cool, it's this really cool look, you know, for like a four element ski. Oh yeah. So yeah, you can totally buy that. She says, anything you're looking for in particular back here?
That gi with the elements on it, I must have it.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. We've had that one for a while. You see her kind of get a, like, 1,000-yard stare about her.
Uh-huh.
And then she kind of, like, comes back into herself. She's like, that'll be 25 gold.
25 gold it is.
You can make an insight check if you'd like.
I would love to make an insight check. I got an... Where's insight? There it is. 8 plus 6 equals 14?
Okay. You know that this personal gi, this gi has something of some meaning to her. Like, she's not telling you something about it.
Is there something on your mind? Is there something is wrong? Would you prefer to keep this as a memento of some kind?
You see her kind of like pause before she responds, and she kind of looks at her son and then looks back at you and says, No, I think it's gonna be good in your hands. I think it's good that somebody finally put it to some use. She kind of like smiles at you.
Thank you, ma'am. I will put it to the best of uses.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
And that's all I got for tonight. You guys liked this episode of Roleplay and Roleplay. We are super excited to have you listening. Thanks for listening to some ads too, if they're there. And yeah, music is from One Man Symphony. It's royalty free. And otherwise, we are super excited for when the next episode comes out. So yeah, thanks for listening, and have a nice day, I guess. Bye.